Now, since we understand that what's the idea of Klipas Nega and Atsilas, we can understand Pshat and the Zeya and the Arizal, that when Eir Abo is missing, that's a Nega. Because we know that where is Eir Insof Shein Dafkin Chochma? Because he has, like it says in Perek Lamed Hei and Tanya and Agoe, that who levadi who vein zulose. Today, Bishter is the only thing that exists, shines in Chochma. So you want his skalos, you need Eir Abo. Eir Abo makes his skalos, that's the Gilavir Insof. Ask the Tzemach Tzedek the Shaila. L'chayda, we just finished saying from the Rebbe, from the Maggid of Message, that it's Tiferes, like it says in. So why do you say that when Chochma is missing, there's Negoyim? So in this he answers, it says, in Pitzchayim by Kodesh, and the Yoitzer, that the Tiferes is Vov, that it receives from Chochma Lo, which is called Kodesh, without a Vov, and it comes down in Tiferes. That's why Chochma is the one who's helping Tiferes. Even though previously we said, that Kodesh is called Tiferes because it gets from Keser, but how does it get from Keser? Through Keser shining in Chochma. So therefore, it's understood what the Eitz Chaim says, that when Chochma is missing, there's no Iskalos. In use the Alter Rebbe. Therefore, an Eir Abo shines, there's a skalos. So if there's a skalos, Klipas Nega Vatsilis, when it shines, it can't have unique from the skin of Adamelion, which is Zoh. Because Eir Insof doesn't shine in it. But if Eir Insof doesn't shine, then there could be an Egoyim. Because Nega, we explained in yesterday's Maimon, Nega and Atzilus comes from Shviras HaKelim when there's no Iskalos. So when Eir Abo doesn't shine in Zoh, there's no Iskalos. Like we said yesterday in the Maimon, Iskalos comes when Eir Insof shines through Chochma. So there could be a Nika Teklipa from the Eir of Zoh. This is Nega. Nega is that Klipas Nega Vatsilas gets sustenance from the skin of Zoh and Malchus Datsilas. How are you Mesakin? This is all Pshat, how they learn in Gan Eden Negoyim. That's why you say Vuhuvel Akeya and you bring Eir Abo. There shouldn't be a Nika Saklipas. The Nika of the Klipas should be not from the Sidus. Only from the side, it's not from the skin. It's Klipa has to have some existence. So when the Koyin, when Chochma is shining, so Klipa gets its very modified air from the hairs, not from the air, so there's no Negoyim. Explains in the Parsh, it says that Nega is white. What does white mean? The blood is not shining there because Adam wa nefesh. Same thing is the idea which says Achochma techaye chochma gives life. When the chochma stops, there's a Nega. This is also the idea of Odom. Aleph dom, Aleph is chochma. When the Aleph, when it leaves, when there's When the then there's white hair that the Klipas Nega gets from the hair, from the skin through the white hair. Then you need Hezgen. Continuing. says it's Amar Tzedek. What's the idea of skin? You can understand the idea of skin the way we explained before, that the kesher of tefillin, the dalet, is made from skin. Here you could understand the klipas neger gets from the skin of Zoh, from the outer levels of Zoh. Look in Eitz Chaim in Drusha Negoim says the Holy Ariza. If instead of the Gimel Eides that go out to be Misakin Leah Rochel, because the Arizal says, don't wonder about this. Nega is not Tuma, Nega is Dinakashi. Meaning the nega itself is not bad, but it gives you nika for klipas nega atzilis, and this is the tumah. This is pshat that we're learning on it. Say your love on kedim lebaheres. If first comes the white hair, then comes the white splotch of the negoyim. It's toy, because we learned that the Eibishter created klipas nega and has to have some unique. And the unique is for Cyrus when things are okay. Because the Abish to create him, they have to have a unique, or they have the lowest level, the level from here that grows from the skin. And Cyrus is lower than the skin. Because when you pull a hair, nothing happens. When you pull the skin, blood comes out. But Cyrus is not, so they have the unique. So if Seir Lovon comes before the Baheres, it doesn't mean that through the Seir they're getting Yenikin from the earth, because the Seir was there before. But if Baheres comes before, then comes the white hair, we see that they're getting Yenikin from the earth. And the Mechin Abba are not shining. And there's a Baheres, there's no blood. There's no Isgalus Mechin Abba. Therefore, Heres Kodman Seir Lovon. We see it's getting from the earth. Aha! It's a nega. Says it's a Matzedek in the Hagor. There's love on Bigdusha. And there's love on Biklipa. So these are the level of love on the Klipa. This is what you say when klipas nega, the way it's an atzilis, it's not eve korah. But it comes to down in tasiyah from it, it's eve kaklipes. So therefore, you need a hezgen. Now we're going to try to understand the way to learn it, how they had their machlikes. Of that Abishter with Masifta the Rakia, and what that Abishter said and what they said. Masifta the Rakia goes Alpiteda. Alpiteda says the Alta Rebbe, Sveke the Raisa. But that Abishter says, oh, hey, when do you say it's Tomei if it's for sure the bad? But if it's Sofek, it's Tomei. But if you don't know, says Exodus Akosu, that it's not Tomei. Or, says the Alter Rebbe in two ways. Or, because since we don't know, they don't have Yeser Meharoi. Or, even if they do have, they will not be dinim from it. Says the Holy Tzemach Tzedek, could explain it a little. Why do you say that if you don't know, there won't be a Yenikis Achitzenim? We can understand that what the Ramaz and the Spirish and the Zayah and Pasha Tazria says, the Hovein Inyin Godel. You have to understand. So Ras is not like all the Tumas. You touch a dead rat, you tell me, finish, no questions. Here, the Kohen has to come. So we see that if you don't know, it's not Tomei. And he says, The Ayin Shomatam, look over there in the Ramaz. And he explains, it's Chayim. Why Tzoras is Negei and Yediyah? So therefore, if you don't know if the Beheres is first, or the white hair is first, it's okay. So even Tzoras has to be Tomei Gzeiros HaKosov, it's not Matam until the Kohen comes and says, so you could say Sofik is Tohir. And he explains, the Alter Rebbe explains, we find by Sofik Mamzer, Mamzer Vadi, Amar Rechman of Alei Sofik. We have to understand, go Sif, hey, that Eibishter says Tohir, from this will not be Nikas Achitzen, and it's totally be a Diyah. So why was Masifta Derekia arguing? So he says, how could it be when they hear the Eibush to say that it's toy, and how could they agree? So it brings from the Rebbe's Fabrenge, and the Rebbe said that when you paskin something, you have to paskin what you understand. And since they didn't understand it, they couldn't paskin it. Like he says it, Eloshin Hatam Le Yodu. Didn't understand. At Shaomru, Man Nechach, who's available to help us in this discussion? What does it mean, Man Nechach? Says Noim and Amiroim. They were Terosum Umnosa. Brought down from Kesser till this world from Sevev Kolalman and Malchus. But Sevev Kolalman, you can't understand, even in Gadain till Chiyas Hameis. But it affects a little the Eir Pnimi. Eir Makif affects the Eir Pnimi, like it says, Ayim La Seisom, L'mocha L'kabul Shchorom. In Ganeiden, they felt a little, even though they don't get fully saved if till Tchias Hameisim, they felt a little. That's Kotcha Brichuei Mirtoi Sevev Kulam. According to Keser V'chochmeh Tzoye, but they didn't understand it. Why is it Tzoye? Because it's Negeya from a Sevev Kulam. And you can't fully understand it. It's in Mimali, but it's Behelet. So therefore, they didn't understand the time, and it's like a skull higher than the mayor. It won't become the gili till Mashiach will come, and there'll be the gili of time mitera. So therefore, they didn't understand. And Faket, according to their Asoga, Sveike de Reis, L'chumre, they understand from Bina. And they said, it's Tome. So they said, Man, Nechich Rabbi Banachmeni. Rabbi Banachmeni said, Ani Yochid B'negoyim. So he knew the din, and he found a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, only Vada is Tome, Sveike is Tome. They understood the Mali. Higher, Aiden, they can't understand. But that's what it says, Ayin Leirah, so they saw it, but they couldn't understand it. Their Makif affects everything, but they didn't understand it. Rabbi Barachmeini. He was Yochid bin Egoim. He was Yochid higher than the Chachom that are in Eir Pnimi. And when the Makiv shines in Pnimi, it's only Helam Rabbi Nachmeni was higher. So he found out the reason, he figured out the reason that since the Tater says first Latari, then Latame, it's Tome. says the Tzemach Tzedek. Brings her also very interesting from the Rebbe that the reason Rabbi was able to be machria to weigh in on this machleike is because he was an aguf gashmi. It brings also from the Alter Rebbe that Rabbi, the people down here lamata v'koyach to psak din, because the klippas cover the psak, and since they're an aguf, they can break the klippas and be megala. Says further, stand, what does it mean that Rabbi was from this level? Says the Holy Tzaddik, says the Tzemach Tzedek. Says, Oz Yoshe Meshe. Says, but Meshe was given his name because Min HaMayim Mishishiu. He was drawn down from the level of Alma Diskasya to Yabosha. And like it's explained earlier, the Maimon in the Kutat Tereh, we learned that Mishpatim, that he comes from Seviv Kol Almin. And that's why it says in Parshas Yisrei about the Loshon Moshe Shapir Kamerit. So Rabbi Ben Achmeini had a nitzutz of Meshe Rabbeinu, which is from Alma Diskasya from Makif. He was Yochid, he had it. Therefore, he was able to explain it to them, because by him, the Eira Makif shined in Apnimis. He was from a very high Madrege, connected with Meshe Rabbeinu. He says further, to understand more, this idea, Kutcher Brichus Estoir, is a fascinating Loshen Hazeyar. The Rebishter comes to his garden, and the lame is Porish Me'eden. This is Galus, but the Rebbe's Kutcher Brichu comes is the way Chochmah V'Kesach comes in Gan Eden, but Sif the Rakia in Gan Eden is only from Bina. Like we said before in the Maimed, that's from Bina. They don't have this level of Chochmah and Keser, but when the Rebbe comes, Kutcher Brichu comes with Tzadikim Gan Eden, this is higher than Bina. This is what explained elsewhere. The posik by he killed me al rokia that gili higher than the kiriki and pas save of kolalmin higher than the misif to the rokia. They only have been, and this is for me al rokia. Why are they zeicha to this that the Eibishter comes and has pleasure with them in Gan Eden? Because when they learned Teda, they brought down from this high level, like we said before. Therefore, they were able to see Kutcher Brichu Oymerto. More, the Alter Rebbe says, it could be a loss of Tzemach Tzedek, this addition looks like. It's explained also in the Maimon Shul Yedeichem Kodesh Baruch Hu Savayeh through learning Torah. So therefore, since they bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down and through the learning of Torah, mi birchosham, from the blessing they didn't know for the world, they get blessed, that the Eibishter comes to play with them in Gan Eden. Then he brings a footnote that the Ramaz in Parshat Saints, he says that Mesif to the Rekia is in Yetzirah, but Mesif to the Kutcher Brichu is in Gan Eden Hoelian, that's different than it's explained in the Maimer so far. Then he brings a fascinating machlekes of Yishenim, the Rambam Paskin Hilchos Tumas Saras, like the Masif to the Rekia that Sveki Tome. Kesef Mishnah explains the shit of the Rambam, because the Tanakama Rabbi Shua argue in the Goyim, and we know always Aloha Kitanakama. So even Kutcher Brichu Amrter, we know Leiba Shomayimi. But in the Dash and Perik Dal, the Goyim, he says Aloha the Kutcher. So therefore he weighs the scale, even though normally we say Aloha Ketana Kame, here we say Aloha is like Rabbi Yeshua, because the Eibishter is maskim. So we have to understand what's the machlekes of the Rambam and the Rash and Rabbi Nashimsha. explains. Says about Rav Meir. Gemara says, where's the Gemara here? 288. And the Gemara brings here in 280 the Gemara in Erevin. Rav Acher, Rav Chanina said, Goloi v'yodu alef nemishomer v'yelom. Shame bedere Rav Meir kemeise. No one's like Rav Meir. So why is that locha not like him? So the Gemara shele yochlu chaver of lamed al sevdait. I didn't understand them well enough. Shoeim ra al tomi toy omar al iponim al tor tomi mar al iponim. He had a way with explaining his great alochas. Explained this idea. What does it mean, Mamari? Umar Liponim. Chochme, when it comes down this way, it comes down through the Sidus. Then there's Chochmin Keser, it's saying, Sov. He was Mamshech for the place without hair higher than Tzimtzumim. He could say, Tomi Toy. He brought from a very high level down the mile. And their people couldn't understand it. It's like the Masifta Derekiah couldn't understand Kutshabrichu. They were on a lower level, so they couldn't pass him like him. Didn't understand the Teda the way it's ready inside us, not the way it's higher than the sinus, and the Mokim Ponim is side. Therefore, it says in the Medrash, Nevus Chochma Shalomai Lotero, they understood the lower level of Chochma. So the Halacha is not like him. This is what it says, Leiba Shomayimi, that you don't pass contain the way it's in Shomayim, but the way it's in Chayin Yechide. You do it the way it's in Epnim, Yemidus Dat Silas. That's why the Rambam says, that Aloch is like the Tanakama. See, even though Rabbi was Yochid ben Egoim v'Holes, he's from this very high level. But we said that we don't pass him like Rabbi Meir because we say Achir Rabim Lahatis. So the same way, even though Kutshubrichu from this very Rabbi Manachmeni say Toy, just like we don't pass him like Rabbi Meir, we don't pass him like Kutshubrichu. And the Alter Rebbe finishes. When do you say that if the Tana is an Alter Rebbe is Masbe, or the Tzemach Tzedek is Masbe, Shita from the Rabbeinu Shimshon, when do you say Achiram Lahatis on one of the Tanoim are on a high level like Rav Meir, and Yochid ben Egoim, and Yochid Beholis? But here, Kutshabrichu says Toyer, it's different. So we understand a little bit. What's the machlekes of Masif to the Rekia of Kutshabrichu? There's still begs some understanding to why Masif to the Rekia can understand. Can't understand what Kutshabrichu is saying. And why then they have to pass in the way they understand. They can't understand it. Why can't they understand it? So this, because they're from the level from the Mamali, Ganedis from the Mamali, and Seviv is not the previous Klea Sagoso. Yeshakoyach. You should be Zecha to understand more and more of the Seder Satera. There's a lot of Sichas of the Rebbe in Chelek Yud Beis trying to explain. The Rebbe learns a little different than the Likutei Torah. Fascinating. We won't go into it now.